I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This is WWJ All Local.
The trade war developing between the U.S. and Canada.
From the U.S. side, the president claims that Canada wants the benefits of being a state without actually being one. From Canada's side, they say that the Trump administration and President Trump specifically cannot be trusted. They're accusing the president of essentially pulling out the rug from underneath their feet in the final hours of these negotiations, throwing curveballs their way, and essentially trying to force them into a deal that they did not want to agree to.
ABC's Rachel Scott reporting there. Today, we'll hear from Canadian officials in Ottawa. They are expected to impose 50% tariffs on the U.S. in retaliation to President Trump's threats to add new 50% tariffs on their Canadian vehicles, auto parts, and steel. Meantime, President Trump claiming that he wants to rename Lake Ontario. So how do people feel about that? He wants to rename it Lake America. WWJ's Charlie Langton gathering more information and joins us live with details. Charlie.
I'll tell you what, a lot of opinions on this one. As the trade war escalates, it seems, between the U.S. and Canada, some say that the trade war is getting personal. Now, President Donald Trump is, hinting that he's going to change the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America. Linda from Oak Park says, a name change? Oh, not again.
Absolutely not. Reason is because I'm from Texas, Louisiana area, and he renamed the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America, and I just can't get used to it.
All right. President Trump says that they may not be doing a lot of business. They mean the United States may not be doing a lot of business with Ontario. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Thanks, Charlie. A hearing to determine if a Lenawee County man will stand trial for murdering his own three sons more than 15 years ago will continue this morning. The hearing started yesterday, beginning with John Skelton's ex-wife on the witness stand. Tanya Zuver has testified about Thanksgiving Day in 2010, the day after Skelton was supposed to return Andrew Alexander and Tanner to her, but that never happened. She told the judge that Skelton told her at first he was in the hospital and that the boys were with another woman.
I'm not with the boys. I'm at Fulton County Health Center because I hurt my foot this morning, and so I'm here getting it checked out. And I said, then where are my sons? Well, they're with Joanne. They're by themselves with Joanne. I said, okay, do you have Joanne's phone number? Well, not on me.
Zuvers testified she later found out from the hospital that Skelton tried to take his own life. The boys have never been found. They were declared legally dead last year. There are many questions as to why a 15-year-old shot two women as they walked into an Eastside Detroit store. The families of Faith Williams and Katriana Cowan set up a GoFundMe account Monday with hopes that supporters will help pay medical and funeral expenses. Police Chief Todd Bettison says the shooting hits close to home because the victims have relatives who work in the Detroit Police Department.
We may not ever know why he did what he did, but we do know that the family is grieving and we will support them in their time of loss. There is no reason that can justify this pain.
Bettison says formal charges will likely be filed by the end of the week. The Detroit Fire Department says a raging fire at a pair of homes on the city's west side is under control. According to authorities, one two-family flat in the area of the Lodge in Davison went up in flames. Neighbors say the house was vacant. However, the fire spread to another two-family house next door. The one person in that residence was able to get out safely. There were no injuries to residents or first responders, with the first crews showing up just over 5 minutes after the first 911 call. The cause of the fire now under investigation. Outrage at an overflowing city council meeting in Lincoln Park last night as anger stems from the recent approval by council to increase water rates for residents by upwards of 28%, set to take effect September 1st. Residents could see a quarterly bill increase of more than $60. One woman says she's working 6 to 7 days a week to afford her basic necessities.
You are elected officials. You guys as elected officials are not transparent with us. You knew there was a water loss. Not all of us can afford to babysit you and come to these city council's meetings every Monday. We expect that you guys make the best decision for us as residents.
Officials say the increase is necessary as the city's current water system loses 40% of its water because of aging infrastructure and equipment that needs to be repaired or replaced. American cattle farmers feeling the strain of the economy on their operating costs, but then a controversial new decision from President Trump to allow more foreign beef into the U.S. has tipped some farmers over the edge, though it may lower prices for Americans. Nebraska cattle farmer Scott Thompson says that he's disappointed by the administration so far.
President Trump ran an America First campaign. He ran on no new wars. He ran on propping up the middle class. He ran on being fiscally conservative. He ran on cutting the debt. He ran on cutting inflation. We have higher inflation, higher debt, a new war, and we're not America first.
Many are calling on the Trump administration to reverse that decision, saying the new beef plan could irreparably harm American ranchers.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Young people continue to be priced out of the home buying market.
Fortunately, the average age is above 35 to purchase a home. But what's wonderful about this is that millennials, and I've talked about this before, millennials were not purchasing, they were renting. So that being said, you know, they're putting all this money into rentals and not building equity. So it's taken time, too, for people to save money, to be able to put their 10% down.
That's local realtor Kathy Brooke. According to RealComp, in July of 2026, the median home sale price in Metro Detroit is $305,000, which is up 3.4% from last year. Well, it's that time of year. It's a holiday for many of us who enjoy pumpkin spice lattes, and many other flavors back at Starbucks beginning today. And we go live now to WWJ's Luke Sloan, who's just enjoying one himself as we speak. Huh, Luke? Good morning.
Yeah, Jackie, that's right. Actually, more on that here in a moment. But I'll tell you what, you should see the line at Starbucks this morning. Goodness gracious. I'm at the one right now on Northwestern Highway in Southfield. The drive-thru line stretches all the way around the parking lot, basically onto the streets. They're crowded and fired up inside, too. They say it's busier than normal because today, August 25th, marks the official start of pumpkin spice season, at least, of course, for Starbucks. But it feels like fall out there, so everybody's celebrating. Some people here, though, are debating. Others are running in to get their pumpkin spice latte or other drinks. Others think that maybe they'll wait a few more weeks, like Alicia. She's from Southfield. She's getting the pecan crunch latte, which is on the fall menu. But she told me for the pumpkin, she's going to wait a couple more weeks.
I like to wait till like September 1st because I like to get it throughout the season. And I don't want to wear it out because I made that mistake the first time. And I was like, not this time.
All right, Jackie, I've never really done something like this on the air before, but I have a pumpkin cream cold brew in front of me right now. I've not sipped it just yet. It is full and looks really good, and it's got orange in color with a bunch of extra cold foam on there and cinnamon, I believe. So I'm just going to go ahead and give it a sip here.
The cold foam, by the way, is the best part of the of it.
I got a little I got a little cold foam on my lip, I think. But you know what? It's officially pumpkin spice season for me now, Jackie. That was delicious. Reporting live in Southfield this morning on Pumpkin Spice Day, Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has released a report detailing the years-long criminal investigation into the Flint water crisis. We do expect to hear from AG Nessel today, but the report offers an account of the decisions, evidence, and strategies surrounding the investigation. While the report outlines some basis of prosecution, none of the people named in the report were convicted. Nessel says each are presumed innocent. She has had no involvement with the criminal prosecutions. The civil litigation resulted in the affected people of Flint receiving judgment for the largest civil settlement in the history of the state. Add severe weather to the list of concerns around the placement of AI data centers.
Data centers are popping up across the country. Cooling makes up about 40% of their energy use. That's on a normal temperature day. And it rises in extreme heat just when air conditioning is driving up overall demand across the power grid. Lauren Rosenthal is with Bloomberg.
Weather and climate risks are part of the picture, but the fact remains that the U.S. is exposed to lots of different kinds of disasters. We have a very diverse geography. You know, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, floods. It's only a matter of time in some instances, depending on where we're talking about, before some kind of hazard, you know, encroaches on a facility. So the concern is who's going to be responsible for bearing that risk and how do you insure against that damage?
A recent study found that 79% of global data center capacity faces elevated risk from climate hazards like flooding, extreme winds, and wildfires that can disrupt operations, increase downtime, and drive up insurance and repair costs. Chris Seaton's for WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.